Hey folks, Sir Richard Wentworth. When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then, register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
All right.
Woohoo!
We're back! Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of our podcast for Shameless Season 5, Episode 3. If you're back, that means you like us and you're keeping up with us and catching up and watching with us and talking about it. If you're finding us for the first time, go ahead and subscribe so that every time you log into YouTube, you'll see that we have a new episode every week. So you guys can talk with us about the show every week, which is fun because we do interact with you guys on YouTube. I personally like to kind of take time and read the comments and... You know, we all do that. We interact with each other on Twitter and stuff, too. Speaking of which, my name is Joyce. I'll be your host for tonight. You can catch me on Twitter after the show at Jay Ajuri. That's J-A-J-O-U-R-I. And I'm joined with my lovely host here on the panel. I've got JJ next to me.
Hi, guys. I'm JJ Jorgens, and you can follow me at JJ Jorgens.
And Haley.
Hello, everyone. I'm Haley Clover. You can follow me on Twitter at Haley Clover.
Andrea, hi.
Hey guys, so glad to be back. You can follow me at DreaRenee_N.
Nice.
So glad everybody's here tonight.
We finally have a full panel.
Girls Club.
So we're going to talk about all those hot guys.
Yes, we are.
This show has a ton. Sorry, Sean. We're gonna do it.
Chat away. I'll just keep listening.
Sean secretly thinks they're hot too.
I'm sure.
Well, I haven't seen any of them, but I'll agree with you.
Don't worry. You'll get good visuals.
Yeah. Well, before we start talking about, you know, all the storylines and stuff, what do you think of the episode so far? I mean, tonight.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
It was so good.
Yeah. So many good storylines. So much fun. It was, yeah, definitely. Like, it gets to the end, and I was like, no, I want more, you know? Yeah.
I'm still shocked that I get amazed at Shameless. I'm like, are they serious? Are they really doing this? Oh, my God. Yeah. And they're doing it. Yeah. Like, every season.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I haven't been disappointed with the show yet.
Never.
I don't think there's one. I mean, there's certain series that I watched that, you know, you're kind of like, oh, there wasn't too much going on with that show. But I haven't really felt that way with Shameless.
I agree.
Which is awesome.
Everyone asked me, do you actually like the show? And I'm like, I've watched it since the beginning. It's fantastic. Yeah. I've never been let down. And this episode specifically had everything. It had drama, romance. It had action. Yeah. We had a huge fight scene at the end, which was funny and sad at the same time. But we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Speaking of drama, the first thing I want to touch up on is Mandy. Mickey's sister, the one that, you know, Lip had a whole thing with for a very long time.
Yes.
We know that she's been with this boyfriend of hers named Kenyatta. And,
good name.
It's Kenyatta. Such a unique name. I almost forget it every time. I mean, we don't see much of him, but we know he's been abusive to her, and Lip knows this. Everyone sees this happen. And clearly he's not good for her. And you know she's not happy with him, but what else is she going to do? She has nowhere to go. Anything other than her house
you know, and her life is pretty much better. Right. But in this episode, Kenyatta basically wants to convince Mandy to leave and move with him to Indiana.
Convince? He told her.
He told her.
I'm going.
That's exactly. True.
No, yeah, right. There's no discussion.
Yeah, he's like, girl, you going, bye.
He has a good job to clean porta potties. Yeah. So he's got to go.
Sounds like there's a lot of growth and future in that position.
Maybe he can own the porta potty company. I don't know.
Maybe. That's another story. I don't want him cleaning those, though. Poor girl.
Kenyatta, can you imagine?
No. That's so sad. And, you know, this happens in Mandy's house where Ian is at, because Ian's cleaning up the house with Mickey or cleaning the house without Mickey.
I know.
But he overhears Kenyatta tell Mandy, you know, we're going to Indiana. You have a good job out there. And she's like, you know, clearly she doesn't want to go. But again,
she has nothing else.
What else is she going to do? I mean,
I hate when Ian says in the episode, you know, oh, she's a poor girl. She doesn't think she deserves better. You know, about this relationship, which was sad. It was kind of, you know.
And that's what made him want to, you know, tell Lip. And he basically went to Lip and he was like, here's what's happening. Kenyatta basically told Mandy that they're leaving. And if you don't try to keep her to stay, because Ian knows how Mandy feels about her.
I mean, about him. And we saw tonight.
It was heartbreaking. It was,
so tough to watch.
I can't.
Because as much as a relationship has experienced so many hard hits, we know that they're perfect for each other.
Yeah.
They just work. So Ian tells Lip to try to, basically what Lip told Ian about her. He's like, she's great, she's smart, she doesn't deserve this. And Ian's like, why don't you go tell her that? Because maybe that's all she needs to hear. To basically just separate herself from what she's doing, from her life.
It wasn't all she needed to hear, though.
When it comes down to it, she was looking for an emotional connection, which is why they had that moment. And he's thinking, I'm just going to poke and go. I'm like, you're going to stay, right? And she's like, no.
Yeah, his intention was to go in there.
Lay it down.
You know, have sex with her, and then tell her how he sees her. But little does he know that just telling a girl that isn't going to be
enough. No, because she knows him enough. And she's like, let's look outside of this. Except for we're in the bedroom together all the time. And what am I going to do with that?
Yeah. Right. I think that's what was crushing for me for her this time. Because it was just like, you know, for once we really see her. Because before, sometimes she can be kind of flippant and act like she doesn't care or whatever. But it was clear she really wanted to hear those words back. And those words were what she needed to make a decision to, I think she would have stayed. But then when he couldn't do it, to her, it was just like, yeah, this is just what it's always been. He's just back. He clearly loves Amanda more. He's, you know, when she started asking questions about the girlfriend, you know.
I don't think that's the case, though.
I don't know that it is either, but I think in her mind, if he's saying, you know,
he can't say it.
Yeah, he can't.
He definitely just can't say I love you. I mean, nobody in their family ever says
that's true.
You know, it's not like they've ever had someone tell them that. I just think he can't physically tell a girl that. I don't think he wants to have those feelings with anyone.
So, I agree.
I guess that's as close as he could get to having those feelings. I mean, that just killed me. And this long, dramatic pause, and she's like, hello.
Yeah.
And I think when he didn't say it, she's like, fuck it, I'm leaving. All right, I'm leaving.
But she was so sad when he left the room, and she was on the bed just, like, trying to hold it in until he could... You knew just as soon as he left, the tears were coming.
I know.
You know? She was just trying to keep on that strong face.
But that was his way of trying to make it up when he was like, oh, let's have breakfast tomorrow.
I know
I didn't say it, but you're just not sad.
Yeah.
She was like, okay.
She's like, sure. Right.
For watching that whole scene where he was telling her, like, you're so smart, you're pretty, you're amazing, do you know this? And, like, part of me was thinking she was going to be like, shut the hell up. Like, what are you doing right now? Because it's not something we hear from Lip.
Yeah.
Right. Ever. We don't hear this tone of him, this side of him. So to hear that, even to me, I was like,
it was kind of awkward.
It doesn't sound convincing.
I thought the complete opposite.
Really?
Yeah. When I watched that, I thought, well, first of all, I thought his acting was amazing. You could see his tears coming. He was kind of tearing up. And I that was the first time I really felt connected to Lip. I love him as a character. I think he's so funny. But that was the first time I, like, couldn't take my eyes off of what I was watching. I was just, like, really emotionally invested.
No, totally. But I feel like even though he feels this way about her, we know he thinks the world of Mandy. I mean, she helped him through so much.
Yeah.
Even though she, you know, hit Karen with the car. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
That's in the past. they've come
That's
over
the
that.
So awkward.
I know. Way to bring
love will make you do crazy things. I get it,
buddy. We know that's really what he thinks about her, right? So to hear him finally say it, which we never hear him say about anybody out loud, like, it was hard for me to register. I don't know.
Yeah, I was feeling disconnected too. I was like, what is happening right now? And I thought she was just going to be like, oh, you know I'm leaving, so I know like, whatever.
Right.
I thought that was coming too. Yeah. Like, you're just saying this because of that.
Yeah. And it added more awkwardness to the situation.
Yes.
But poor Mandy. I mean, I felt bad because maybe Lip. Do you guys think Lip would say it? Like, he would say it to her?
I think
her?
That's
do
as close think? As he's going to get.
Yeah, I don't think he's saying it either.
Do you think he likes this Mandy more than the other Amanda?
Yeah.
Do you think he feels about I think her so. More?
She gets him.
Yeah.
You know?
They come from the same lifestyle.
But he also is having those moments where maybe he's wanting to, like, venture out and experience another side of life, like when he was not smoking with his friends and not going downstairs and, you know.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's the constant battle he's been having in last season and this season is between, like, his new life and his life back home. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Mandy and Amanda are the two things that are anchoring him in both extremes. Like, he can't find a happy middle because neither of them are there. And they're just so different. Mm-hmm. They're so different from each other.
Yeah. Right.
They're totally symbolic of his struggle.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely don't feel the chemistry with him and Amanda.
No,
like, at all. Like,
not at all.
Do you think this was their way of writing Mandy out of the show, though, or do you think we're going to see her?
I don't know.
I think she'll be back. I think she'll be back.
I think she'll be back. I mean, we saw her in the previews for next episode, and I feel like maybe she's going to prove that she's not so insane. Oh, like. You know, like, she's pretty...
Writing it down so I won't remember.
Like, part of me at this moment wants to think that Amanda is cool. Like, she's educated. She's, you know, she's kind of on the same level as Lip when he's at school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're going to jive really well together. So I feel like, as an audience, we're going to have a conflict between, like, deciding who he's best with.
I don't think so either.
No.
What we see in the show coming up next week, that her family is rich. Like, totally rich. Yeah. She's in this, like, crazy awesome, like, modern house in Miami when he goes to visit. And you can already Amanda says, Dad, are you locking up the liquor cabinet because Lip's here? Like, just, you can already tell that is not going
and
to
I
match.
And I feel like she's doing that classic thing of, like, my boyfriend's so crazy and out of this world. Are you upset? Right. You know what I mean?
That's true. She did have that last time.
I don't know. I think she really likes him. I think she really does. And I like the fact that she, like, we see that she stands up to her parents and does and calls them out on their bullshit of doing that, you know? Like, she's not... Like, yes, she's rich and she's from that, but to me, she doesn't act like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't have
I still think she's just trying to piss her parents off.
Yeah.
Well, but regardless of you know, of Amanda actually feeling for him, I feel that Lip is not going to want to commit to someone who's in that life.
Yeah.
I mean, she came from there and he came from, you know, Southside Chicago. It's not going to be... They're not going to jive in the long run.
It's not going to be an easy transition. Yeah.
But it's going to be so hard to be like, no, but Amanda's good for you too.
I
like Mandy.
Yeah. I don't know. If Lip ever ends up having a strong career and makes a lot of money, you know the whole family is going to live together wherever he takes them.
Yeah.
Like, he might have a big house, but they're all living there.
They're all
living
there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still torn. I mean, there definitely is the chemistry with him and Mandy. But I gotta say, I'm not completely sold. I when they're together. I mean, she still freaking tried to kill a girl. Like,
I know.
She loves him.
So you're okay with that? You're dating a guy and he runs over.
There's no fucking way I'm standing for that.
I'm sorry. No, I can't.
She had an experience once.
I like all the crazy. You can have all the crazy. I'm done with the drama like that in my life. Like, I think no. Like, yes, it's great sex, great chemistry, but there comes a point when you don't want that crazy. Crazy in your life,
true.
And I.
Fiona hasn't met that yet, I think, but we'll get to Fiona later.
Awesome.
But yeah, so Mandy says I love you. That doesn't get reciprocated. Poor Mandy.
Yeah.
And then she ends up leaving at the end to Indiana. Finally, that happened so quickly.
Yeah.
That happened so quickly.
Yeah.
They were supposed to have breakfast, but as he's waiting under the bridge for her to come out, Ian shows up.
Kenyatta.
Exactly. I can't. That name is so unique. I can't really take it seriously.
I can't.
Kenyatta.
No offense to anyone named Kenyatta.
I mean, come on.
IRL. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
So Mandy leaves. Ian basically shows up, and Lip was like, "I tried." And Ian's like, "Yeah, I'm sure you did." Like,
he's like, "With your dad."
BS.
Yeah.
How did you try?
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was,
I think that's the end of that.
It's the end of that.
Yeah.
It's one piece of drama, and more drama continues on with Veronica and family.
Mm. Oh,
this whole crazy household.
My girl.
Amazing.
I love V.
I mean,
I love her too.
We know that Veronica and Kevin are having a hard time making ends meet, and in this episode we find out that the rub and tug has been busted for the third time and thus has officially closed down.
Yep.
The cops busted them. They no longer have that income, which is...
I totally forgot they were part of that thing.
Yeah. You know what? I did too tonight. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. They're renting the
room.
They're
renting it out. Yeah. And that's right. No more. So, you know, basically, we know that Veronica needs to find a new way of income. And she's been struggling with the fact that she's been struggling with taking care of the kids and balancing work and, you know, missing Kevin and wanting him, you know, back the way they were. But it's not like that anymore because they've got two kids, three if you're counting, being moms, love child.
So awkward. I'm like, what do you tell that child when they grow up? Like, I just, it's so bad to me. Whatever.
And we know that V is not breastfeeding her kids as much as she should anymore. And she's not pumping enough either. She's not pumping much because she's not feeding them as much. So her brilliant idea was to find out who in the neighborhood is still breastfeeding and basically having them come in and pump breast milk, but not for her babies, but to sell.
You can blame her mom for that one, though.
That's true. That mom
always comes in, drops little bombs. That's true. You know, by the way, I saw it on, what was it, Dr. Phil? Dr. Oz. Yeah.
Exactly.
$2 an ounce. Her suggestion was for V to buy the breath milk. Yeah. But V's like, I can't afford that.
Right.
And then that's when the light bulb went on and she was like, we should hold that sort of breast milk sweatshop in our house. We'll have ladies upstairs.
Oh my God. And they're having one. Yeah. They're actually doing it. I can't believe it.
The best is when she has to pour the one out because she's like, no, it has to be a clean bottle of milk
because she was using drugs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She has an IV.
She's like popping and shooting.
Yeah. Let's keep in mind these women are not like, you know, clean baby mama.
Okay.
These are girls that probably got knocked up and they're druggies.
I don't even know where their babies are.
No. But, you know, they're selling the milk. They're hopefully they're probably getting some. I don't know if they started selling them yet.
I think they're just bottling it up. At least
it's a legal venture for them this time.
It's not shady. They're not stealing.
Yeah. Kind of. But not really.
Not really.
I hope they have some sort of contractual agreement between the baby mamas.
They probably don't, girl. Like, give me your milk.
Those ladies don't care. The one fell asleep. And she was like, I am not paying you to sleep.
That's true. So we have V running this breast milk sweatshop. And Kev is like, what the hell is going on? Because V is so concerned about getting the milk pumped and selling these... you know, these bottles of milk so that babies all over the place can be fed.
Kev comes in
and he's like, you're worried about feeding all these other babies except for your own.
Yeah.
And that's when I think she just stepped back for a second. She's like, what am I doing? At least the look on her face told me that.
Yeah.
I like to think that V is, you know, she knows what she's doing isn't, you know, in the best interest of her children, but she's the one that's trying to like make ends meet. And I think she's also having a hard time coming to terms with the fact that she's a mom and things aren't the way they were and it's not going as well as she planned.
I like that this storyline's so realistic of what happens when you have kids and they're not making it that where V and Kev are like perfect and it's like all happy. Like, it's really hard.
Yeah. They
attention
thought they were
gets diverted.
Be,
yeah. And it's like, this is what really happens.
Well, no, she never really wanted to be a mom. She was doing it for Kev. So
that's
gonna be hard for her to ever come to terms, I think, with being a mom because she wanted to have that, you know, not single life, but just with her and Kev and being able to do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not
like they can film their sex shows anymore.
That's true.
Like, that life is done. So,
but I think also she's disappointed that she doesn't have that maternal instinct that's supposed to come naturally. Like, it's not present for her, and that's why she wanted Kev to fail at taking care of the kids so she could kind of feel like, oh, okay, she's not alone. It's not just her.
Right.
But it is.
Because he's kicking it up big time.
Yeah. And I think tonight we saw also when he yelled at her, too, she's not used to that. Like, I think that feeling of him actually, you know, being mad and disappointed in her and, you know, was frustrating.
It's just him.
Yeah, you're right. He never really burst out like that before.
He is so sexy.
Can we talk about his shaved head?
Especially with the kids.
Yes. Can we talk about shaved head? I love bald men, okay? I love bald men, and I also love bald men with beards.
Shout out to bald men from Joy.
But he looks so good with a shaved head.
Yes,
I have to say. Mm-hmm. Pigtail braids and all. Like, I'm down with
with Steve Howie.
Yeah.
Yes. I didn't mind the original man bun because that's totally in right now. Yeah. And I like the man bun, but then it got like way too long.
Yeah. It was too long.
Yeah, it was.
It was really frizzy at one point.
Last week it was really long.
Bad. Put it up or something.
Yeah. Were you surprised we didn't see Svetlana come back?
Yeah.
Why didn't we talk about that last week?
She was in a lot of the episode last week, so I thought she might.
Well, she was pregnant in real life, so maybe she gave birth at that time.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we talked about that. I think in the first episode, she was pregnant in real life, so they wrote it into the show.
Oh my God!
And Carl's leg is actually broken, so they wrote it into the show.
That's why he's in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And that's how good those writers are.
Yes.
In this case, it's our natural life.
Yes. Yes. So natural.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess that's kind of it for V. And
speaking of her, though, I gotta say real quick though, I didn't like when Ian called her the guest womb. That was one of the night. What the heck? Clever.
Yeah, that was funny. That was really funny. Oh my God.
Well, one person we certainly don't want having babies is Debs.
Oh, Debs.
Which today,
what is she doing?
She lost her V card.
What a storyline that was.
Wow. I know.
Can we count it as losing her V card?
I mean, technically, medically.
Medically, yes. But it didn't go as maybe she expected.
This is one of those things that I love about this show because it's so, so wrong. I mean, of course, date rape anybody, but of course, like for us, I mean, we have to admit, like, we're like, oh my God, if that was a guy, we'd be furious right now. Like,
but now we're over here chuckling along.
And we were like, and I'm like, oh, we're like, no, that's not okay. That's reverse. It's not okay that she did that to him.
I'm glad they portrayed that in Maddie.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Maddie was like, you statutory raped yourself. Like, I could go to jail. This is not okay. Just because she initiated it. And just because she took advantage of him, this dainty 13-year-old girl, it doesn't matter. Like, it's still so wrong.
So twisted.
I knew it was going to happen. I was sitting there and I was like, she's going to rape him. She's going to rape him. I know it. She's going to rape him.
The second he got woozy and then, you know, and everybody else is making it, it's like, oh no.
Oh my gosh.
No, here she goes.
But the events leading up to it was, Carl comes in and basically tells Debs that he was invited to Holly and Ellie's party, and she's like, what the hell? She's like, that's not fair. I'm going to have my own party with adult beverages.
Adult beverages.
Older people.
17 over only.
Yeah.
And so, Carl's got 6 hickeys on his neck.
Oh, yeah.
What a badass.
I'm having a hard time with them and this sexuality stuff. I'm like, can we slow it down?
I will commend Carl for being an opportunist.
So funny.
Oh,
man. He's taken advantage of his crippledness.
And yeah, I mean, let's face it, as he gets older, he's going to make lots of ladies happy because he's getting in all this practice as Carl Lingus.
Do you hear his little voice change? Because he's hitting puberty on the show, his voice is changing.
Yeah, yeah.
So cute.
We can't brush over that, the fact that he's under the stairs
at Deb's party. Little Harry Potter bedroom.
And that one creepy girl was like, I'm going back for seconds. And I was like, oh my God.
What was wrong with her? She was all messed up on the milk of the gods beer
that Frank is creating.
Or maybe a little Carlingas.
A little bit of both. She's high on both. That's so funny.
I didn't make you do that. It's a great name.
Well, yeah, so Deb plans this party, and she goes to Sheila's house, and she gets a huge case of Frank's homemade beer, which we know is basically like turpentine.
Yeah.
Like, it could clean your house. It's so alcoholic. But she takes it anyway and brings it to the party. Everyone's drunk on this stuff. And when Maddie comes over, she gives him and his friends like 2 big jars of that. So he gets messed up. And I don't know if Debs was drunk, right? She was wobbling.
I don't think she was drinking.
Either.
I thought she was wobbling through the house before Maddie showed up.
I think she just walks like that.
No, she's a little funky walk in the show. She do though, like she don't know what to do with her body.
Okay. Yeah, I figured because if she were really that drunk, she probably wouldn't have been able to accomplish what she did. Right?
Yeah, I think she definitely was not focused. Drunk. I think she seemed pretty focused.
Okay,
she saw that comment and it was like red, like
meow. I was just confused for a second, just seeing that scene as she walked to the door. But you're right, I think she didn't get drunk.
What was that condom called? The pale.
Pale Rider.
What the hell is that?
All of this at once in the screen.
Is that a real brand? Like, someone look that up and tell us. I want
to
know.
Shout out to Pale Rider.
Pale Rider, if you guys can hear me, is an allusion to a Clint Eastwood film.
Oh.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood. You know, he's always like this badass kind of guy. Anyway, he's like the solitary cowboy who's kicking butt Of course, as usual.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for your input.
Didn't know that. Yeah.
But are they actually something you can buy? Or is it just a...
I don't... I mean, maybe. We can Google
maybe.
It.
It's a really nice marketing term.
Okay.
Oh, I thought wow. I was going to say it's a really nice...
Yeah. I enjoy them a lot.
Like, all right, do your thing.
Use some last night, as a matter of
fact. Here on the show, we like a little TMI. It's good. It's good.
It works with the show.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So we see that Maddie's wasted, and she brings Maddie up to her bedroom, and they lie down, they go to sleep, and we see the camera pan over to this unopened condom, and we're like, is she, isn't she? And
she
then
wouldn't.
A scene later, we see her lying in bed in different clothes, and she's all smiles, and Maddie's passed out. He's passed out, so we're like, did they do it?
Yep.
And then the wrapper is you know, broken, oh, and the condom's gone. And we find out that they actually did have sex.
Which I love the way they did that.
Yeah.
It was clever. God. Just, it was, like, not show anything. Yeah. Or just,
oh,
just
of course.
Like,
dad was like, we not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we not doing that. You better pan on.
And you know what? Good for them. I mean, they still got the message across. They don't have to, you know,
exactly.
Emma Rose, can you do anything?
It's even better that way, because we had that moment of not knowing, you know, and if we saw it right away, we'd be like, oh, you know.
The smell on their face, like, was enough.
Yes, it was awesome. You
know. Yeah. But she was all excited. She was all smiles, wakes up in the morning to a little post-it note saying, text me, we need to talk.
Her little butterfly.
She thinks it's like, great.
Yeah. She thought she finally got Maddie in the bag, but little does she know that he was like, what the hell did you do last night? Like, did we do it? And she's like, it was wonderful. And to me, I'm like, I know she's so young, but I always knew that she was also wise beyond her years. But in this moment, she was so naive.
So naive.
When they were talking, and she couldn't understand that what he was telling her, you know, she couldn't understand why he could go to jail. She couldn't understand what statutory rape was, which, of course, at 14, that's like the first thing you know.
Yeah. And, well, she couldn't understand either that he could get hard, and that didn't mean like, yes.
That too.
But she did know about statutory rape, right? Because last year that was part of the issue, that he was...
I don't think it was explained to her.
Exactly.
Like that.
No. Okay. She just wanted to find that orange juice, honey. She's and be like, I'm a woman!
That was one of my favorite Deb moments
that was
of
a good
all
scene.
Time. Like,
she has the best reactions to stuff.
Yeah. Like I want the Vine video of that one. Like, over
it's
and
so
over.
Great. I'm like, did it have to fall everywhere, though? Like, really? I mean,
she's like,
she's letting loose. She's just not loose.
Exactly.
It's done. The deed is done.
She's like, I'm getting a glass. She's like, F them. I'm taking the bottle.
But you're right. She expected Maddie to have enjoyed that, and she didn't realize that he was, you know, drunk, you know, fubar, like totally unconscious when it happened. So she didn't expect him to wake up and not have enjoyed anything. But that whole scene was kind of heartbreaking for me. I don't know.
I know. I feel bad. He's don't call me.
I was a little disappointed, but again, like, she's so innocent. Like, she's still so naive. Mm-hmm. She still has that mentality that, you know, she doesn't understand all this stuff, and she never. Yeah. Talk to Fiona about it, because they had that rift for a while, so it's not like Fiona could have explained to her, you know, you should make sure that this person wants to do it with
consent to it.
It didn't happen that way.
It was out of the many bad lessons that people get from the show, it was actually a good lesson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, for any, if you know, younger girls that are watching the show, it's just you can wait until you're ready. And even when even if you feel like you need to do it, you know, she's not happy.
Always ask them first, too. Make sure they say yeah. Yeah. Do you want to?
Or at least, like,
yeah. And that's when you go on.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
There's consequence to it, and unfortunately, it didn't end so well for Debs. And it's nice to know that she told Fiona at the end.
I was just going to say that. I like how Fiona reacted, because that's the kind of moment where you don't need someone to yell at you. You're already upset about it. It was good that she just...
She wanted to jump, though. She was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she knew that Debs was kind of struggling with that, because peer pressure, and she knew who her friends were, and it was going to happen sooner or later, and now's not the time for Fiona to be a hypocrite.
No.
You know? Exactly. They've all made mistakes.
Anyway.
I know.
Yeah.
So, and worse.
I thought their moment was very sweet. I liked that there wasn't much conversation.
Yeah.
It was just a very quiet, like, understanding between two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And just as the camera just panned, you know, shot back, and we saw the widescreen of them just sitting there in the sunset.
Yeah,
in the
background. That. Yeah,
it was really a sweet scene.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. And I hope that this means that her and Fiona will have, you know, better bonding this season.
Yeah.
Now that this is out of the bag. and, you know, Fiona can talk to her more maturely mm-hmm. and actually treat her like the adult that she wants to be treated like.
Because mm-hmm. she's in that F you mom stage. Leave me alone! You know, she's like right in that.
Exactly.
You know.
Did you have one of those?
Girl, yes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Mom. Love you now.
I think it happens. It's common.
Mom.
Right.
But speaking of Fiona, we see Fiona working today in, at Patsy's Pies. Mm-hmm. And she gets a visit from Angie again, who tips her $100. And thank you guys in the comments in the last episode. Yeah. You guys really clarified. Because I didn't catch it.
I don't know how to miss that one. Yeah.
Angie was the girl in Jimmy Steve's car. In the car with Jimmy Steve, her BMW, at the end of last season, and they were checking
totally
in on Fiona.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, me too.
So now that I know that, I'm going into this thinking totally differently about Angie.
Yeah.
Because someone also pointed out that all the questions that she's asking Fiona, like, how much do you make? Are you doing okay?
What's going
she's
on?
Kind of keeping tabs uh-huh. on her. Those are the things that Jimmy Steve would ask her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Giving her money.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know how we missed that one, but yeah.
I'm so mad at myself.
Can I quickly ask, did Dylan McDermott just come out of nowhere when the season started, since I wasn't here? Like, when he... Was he in the last season?
He was briefly at the end.
Okay, I totally forgot that.
I missed it, too,
because in the first episode, I was like, where did he come from? Right. Okay.
Yeah. But she's working in the Patsy's Pies, and we see Davis, the hot rock star. Woo!
Happy to see him again.
Yeah, you guys love him.
I do.
Until we figure out that he's such a dick.
Yeah, he really disappointed us this episode.
I mean, he's been in the last couple episodes, and we know that he shows up all the time, and he flirts with Fiona at the restaurant. So we figured something was going to happen between them.
Musicians.
And tonight, he hands her a flyer for his friend Gus's show at this bar. And he's like, come with me, or, you know, come out with me. And she's like, are you asking me on a date? And you can tell she's kind of excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So hot.
So but he doesn't say yes.
He doesn't say yes.
You know, he says, 9:00 PM. I'll be there at 9:00.
See you there. Meet me there. Yeah. See you at 9:00 or something. Yeah. So we find out he didn't say, yeah, it is a date, because when Fiona gets to the bar, we meet this new girl named Gigi, who happens to be Davis's girlfriend that we do not know about. And he didn't know she was going to show up that night.
Mm-hmm. She stalked him on his friend's Instagram.
I saw you on Instagram.
Which is weird, right? Because if you're dating someone, you live with someone, shouldn't you automatically know what their day is going to be
obviously not.
No, because they said that he does this all the time. That's what Gus said. Right. He does this all the time.
That's true.
So I'm sure she just is constantly stalking, knowing that he's
doing this all the time.
Yeah, because she knew. I mean, she was letting him know that she busted him, you know, that's what she planned on him right away. And she clearly was eyeing her right.
She already
knew
had
exactly
that, like,
what was going
look up down for Fiona.
Yeah.
As soon as she walked in the door, she's like,
yep.
Yeah.
Well played, Fiona.
She did. Yeah, she did a really good job.
Girl. I would have lost it. I would have lost my mind.
Well, I mean, they have no history yet, so she has no right to be like,
excuse me.
And he didn't say it was a date. So.
I've known you for 24 hours.
I mean,
it's long enough.
But
I still, I mean, yeah, they have no history, but that, I mean, it's still so wrong.
It is
such
wrong.
A douchebag move. Cool. But she played it off. I mean, that was great. That's even better than just walking out.
No,
you
it
know?
Is.
But Gus is awesome.
Like,
so
now, like,
and that song that we have to Shazam or find out what it was, because I actually liked it a lot.
It was really sweet. But before we get to the song, let's see. Gigi was asking who Fiona was to Davis, and he was like, oh, I just Gus's friend.
Yeah.
And then that's when she turned around and she was like, you know, she kissed him. She's like, we were just moving in. We were just talking about moving in together, because she was trying to play off the fact that she was so curious as to, you know, how does Gigi live with Davis? Like, what?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But good things happen in the most unexpected times.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, how lucky. I mean, she's got two completely hot guys, like these musicians, and she can't lose in that situation.
Three, if Sean comes back.
Yeah. Oh,
true.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Nice little triangle
four,
we got going.
Once Jimmy Steve comes back.
And they all know each other from the restaurant.
Yeah.
What a crazy world.
Yes. That could get dangerous, though. She might need to branch him out.
Watching the show, you guys were saying, like, to Fiona, I would have just left. Like, if you were Fiona, you would have just left the bar.
I would watch him make out with her.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Bye, Felicia.
She was so upset. She wasn't even listening to the jazz.
She doesn't even like jazz.
Apparently Gus is a great bassist, and she's not even paying attention. But I feel like, do you think maybe she was thinking about, you know, these are paying customers. I always come in. If we lose them because of this awkward situation, I won't get... No, you don't think so?
No. I don't think she was thinking that deeply about it at all. I think we've seen Fiona now. She's going out a lot. She's not at home too much anymore. Right. I think she kind of just likes to like let loose now. And she was out. I'm going to stay out, drink.
Exactly.
Free drinks.
Deb
free booze.
Was having the party anyway. Yeah. So yeah. She's like, I'm just going to stay out.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I guess I would have left too, like realistically. I would
have
just been
I'd have been home.
This is dumb.
Well, I would have punched
or at least gone to a bar down the street. Yeah. Like, you know, something. Just sitting right there and seeing it would have been too.
But I'm glad she didn't because she walked a little way, excuse me, with Gus, and they ended up setting up some sort of coffee date the next morning. Next morning comes around, the coffee shop's closed, and then he offers to take her back to his place to share some gumbo and
he did it on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, can we have a moment for his beard, though? A moment of silence?
He is so handsome. I'm curious, though. Fiona, I think
and another
show,
moment of silence, though, for his song.
I mean, can we please take a moment and let that sit in your
and a
soul.
Moment of silence for his gumbo.
Let's not talk the rest of the show. Let's just be quiet.
And a moment of silence for his beautiful loft apartment that I love so much.
Oh, yeah. And a moment of silence for the guitar.
And a moment of silence for when she decided to kiss him. Now we're done.
Yeah.
A moment of silence where he's like, you've never experienced music to die for? No, I haven't. Oh.
Yeah, after he brings her over, he asks her, he tries to get to know her. He's like, first of all, we find out that he comes from a family of musicians. He seems really educated. He knows how to play so many instruments. And he tries to get to know Fiona, and he asks her, like, what do you listen to? And she's just like, nothing.
I can't believe she said that.
I know.
Well, which is true, right?
I mean, they dance to pop music in their living room all the time. Every time they decide to have a family party, true. Which isn't
but
too much.
But I mean, they're not really, I guess they're not really paying attention.
Yeah, it's not like she goes out and finds new music or decides that she wants to listen to jazz.
She's like, oh, what is she, an iPod on the way to work? Then I'm thinking, an iPod? Where the hell is she going to get money for an iPod?
So, I mean,
she has an iPhone.
Oh, true. But not
iTunes,
not a technicality.
Not a computer.
Just saying.
And he's kind of surprised by this. And he's like, I would die without music. I can't believe it. And she goes, well, play me something that I would die for. Lo and behold, he literally sang to her. Like, the words he sang spoke to her. They were exactly her life. Like, if you listen to the lyrics about, you know, your mom being a fake and...
Hiding behind a smile.
What I love, though, is it, like, went to, like... I mean, that could have been a romantic comedy scene, right? But, like, with them, it still, like, keeps the same... It has such weight to it. Like, it... Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're so good at playing such little subtle moments that, you know, could be cheesy or could come off, like, really, like, he's going to play her song.
And I was like, is he really playing? Because I know how actors get those roles, play his guitar.
Yeah.
I'm like, is he singing for real?
I wasn't paying attention because I was getting the chills.
I think he was.
I know. I think he was, too.
I think he was singing.
Yeah, I so, too.
I was lost in the beard.
I think he was
singing. For my soul, I hope it's him.
Yeah. I think he was singing. I don't know about the guitar playing. I wasn't paying attention, but for sure that was
his voice. He held, like, a chord. Like, he just held it. And I was like, is this man moving? All right, whatever.
But just like we said we would... be like sold after two lines. Fiona was sold.
Yeah.
And she actually kissed him, not under the guise of trying to, you know, fool Gigi, but just because she actually felt like maybe this is someone she could trust. Like he clearly understands maybe someone with this life. If he wrote that song, then he knows people who probably had those lives. Maybe he's had that life. So
yeah, her reaction was awesome.
Her reaction was great.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, yeah. That's
like
right. She
two
didn't say
lines
that.
Of that. My clothes are Houdini, honey. It's like work it.
So guys that play guitar, leave a comment.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Leave a comment on YouTube.
12 points for anyone that can name that weird instrument that he first talked about.
He said it.
Gianza.
It was a Chinese instrument. He did say it. I meant to write it down, but I missed it.
It was a good try. It was a very good try.
Oh, no, girl.
You just needed to sell it a little more.
Exactly. I'm on Gienza.
Yeah, with confidence. And it's totally different.
That's not what it's called. I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
Well, I hope we're going to see some more of Gus next episode. We've got some good lines from him in the previews. I mean, he says he loves Fiona. He's falling in love with Fiona.
Oh, that's right.
He's fast.
I like him like that. Yeah. Passionate, a little crazy. Just
but
I love
he
you.
Seems, like, out of all of the guys that she's been with, he seems so normal.
Yeah.
And I wonder if the whole thing, you know, what's his name? Mike's brother.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, his name, I'm blanking
Bobby?
On his name. Robbie.
Oh.
When Robbie told her, I'm an addict, you're an addict, everyone's an addict, you're addicted to this crazy life, this crazy lifestyle.
Yeah, I wonder about him.
You know, that's kind of in the predictions realm, but if maybe Gus is too normal for her, I hope that doesn't happen again. You know,
she and a little Jimmy Steve.
But I think he's
that's how it's ending. I mean, come on.
I think he's edgy enough to keep her interested. So.
And Gus, I'm available wherever you are.
And if he understands her, like his song says, then maybe they've got some good stuff in their future. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe not married yet.
We shall see.
Yes, yeah. We shall see.
Speaking of marriage, Sheila and Frank.
Oh,
their
boy.
Silly, crazy union. It's so funny because they're bickering and fighting like real couples would, like real married couples would, about, oh, you don't listen to me. I want to travel. I want to do this. But their relationship is so dysfunctional and insane. Oh. And we know that Frank doesn't love Sheila.
No.
They're having this huge argument because Sheila wants to sell the house to the two Lisas.
Sheila is just so freaking cute, though. I mean, let's talk about her being in the new dress, new hair, got her makeup done at Sephora.
That was
like awesome.
That was so cute.
Sephora.
When that line came up, all of us were like, oh my God.
We've all done it.
Yeah,
we've
totally. All done it. I'm like, hello. I was like, hello.
Yeah. So funny. But yeah, she wants to sell the house. Frank doesn't want to because he finally has some sort of business plan with his Milk of the Gods. Plus, where else is he going to go?
Right.
You know, that's been his home, and they're married, and, you know.
I liked seeing Sheila, though, when she stood up to him and was like, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to get this, whether you want to come with me or not.
She wants to buy the RV with the money.
Yeah, and so she didn't back down.
No, she
later, but at first, but she was until he lied to her and wants to renew the vows. But at first, she was like, "No, you know, I'm going, and I'd like you to go. But if you don't go, I'm going."
Right?
Yeah,
which was good for her.
I agree.
Good for her.
And we see Frank sort of getting desperate because he believes that she's going to actually do this.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He tries to appeal to her sympathy and just say, "No, I need to be near my doctors. I need to be near my kids, my family. Everything I have is here." And he's like, we could travel all you want, whenever you want, but we'll just come back to this nest that we created.
And then he has
that we created.
Yeah, exactly.
Her house.
All right, Frank.
Exactly.
Right.
He's trying to manipulate her.
Exactly.
And destroyed it.
Let's also talk about, I know we're running short of time, let's briefly talk about how he whored out his own daughter.
Yes. He did. He whored out Sammy so that he can get the extra big tin for his jewelry.
The nice socks.
His name is Hansy. He's Muslim. He's got a nice little, I don't know, black market business going on.
And Hansy's just trying to get a Hansy, you know?
Hansy ends up a footsie. That's the
end of the show. Oh my gosh, yes.
We were both mistaken, though, because we both were like, oh, this is going to, they're going to actually hit it off and they're going to be ongoing thing.
Because he just wanted to get laid and she wants someone who's caring and normal.
Yeah.
They're so totally different. And,
like, girl, you be getting it.
So crazy. Well, Sheila says, you know, Frank, all right, I believe you. When Ernie comes back with the RV, I'm going to tell him to turn right back around. So as soon as Ernie comes back with the RV, we know that Hansy's in the basement trying the Milk of the Gods. And we know that Frank sort of upgraded his whole system so that it's faster and he's using more gas.
And they said it was really hot in there.
It was really hot in there. Signs of danger. Yeah. Red flags everywhere.
Yeah.
So when they're outside and we know that Sammy finds out that she was being poured out by Frank, she comes out, she gets into a fight between Frank, Sheila, and herself. It's like this huge dramatic ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
And, before the house blows up, Frank finally tells, you know, how he really feels about Sheila and Sammy.
And when did he do it?
Which I was like, holy crap. That scene was amazing.
Yeah.
William H. Macy.
Yes.
I love him. But he told Sammy that he thinks she's slutty and she has very bad hygiene.
And she's needy.
She's needy. And for Sheila, she's lumpy. Whack and job. He can't stand her complicated cooking.
Unreasonable.
Frank.
Complicated cooking.
I mean.
Right.
That was like finally the truth comes out. Like he's been basically just handling and what's the word I'm looking for? He's tolerating all the stuff so that he can have a place to live and to run his silly business.
And then Sheila says, bye, Felicia.
Well, yeah, and as soon as that happens, her house explodes.
They did such a good job of building that, too, because when they first started fighting down the basement, I thought they were going to knock that over, and then that was going to cause, like, I didn't think the house was going to explode, but I thought a fire was going to start
or something.
I didn't see that one.
My face was like,
I know. I was like, what are they going to do? Where are they going to live? Oh, but she sold the house.
Yeah.
And then, Ernie came back with the RV at that exact time, and Sheila just gets into the RV by herself, takes the keys, and drives away. Finally getting what she wants.
Yeah, love it. I'd love to see that too.
It took her house to explode for her to finally just do it.
The lesbians at the end were hilarious. They're look, now we don't have to pay for demolition.
That's the whole... That's exactly. But they've got a dead guy on their land.
The lesbians, real quick, are great. Because Carl tried to do-do-do, but didn't talk about... But tried to do scaring them out of the neighborhood. Right, and I love them coming over like, we don't scare easily.
Yeah.
Lisa and Lisa.
Yeah. Carl's goal for this episode was to scare them off. And they're not going anywhere.
Nope.
No, they're not.
That's so funny.
But we need to.
That's great. Well, we have to say congratulations to William H. Macy first. He won a SAG Award tonight. For outstanding male performance in a comedy.
Much deserved.
Awesome. And let's talk about how beautiful. I don't know if you guys saw Emmy Rossum's dress, though. She looked amazing.
Gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Shout out to the Virgos.
Yeah. I love it. And her Cartier necklace that she shared on Instagram. I was like, I want that.
Someday, girls.
One day. But I'm so excited for William H. Macy. He deserves it.
He's phenomenal
on Shameless.
He's insane.
The whole show, everybody on that show, definitely deserves a lot more. I don't know how it hasn't just gotten
so it's underrated.
It totally is. Such a great show.
I agree. Cool. Do you guys have anything else to add about the episode before we move on to predictions?
Nothing.
All right, let's go on to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I love this.
My favorite.
Okay, I'm so excited because I finally have one.
Okay,
go. I never had one, but I got one tonight.
JJ, okay, you start.
So I think Sheila, along her way, is going to run into Karen and bring them back because they're off, you know, so I think she's going to bring them back in the RV.
But where are they going to live in the RV, you think? Or is she going to stay where Karen is?
I don't know. That's all I got.
I'm sorry. I have to.
I got one for once. Come on.
That's awesome. It was a good one. It's a good one because I didn't even think about it during the show. Burst your bubble. But that's a good one. I think she's gonna do some sightseeing too and then bring Karen back for
Of course. You can take away John
She's gonna be back soon.
Get her family.
She's gonna be
we need her.
I hope we see her on like those little stupid road trips she wanted to go to. Like there was like a cheese farm or like something like
crazy. She'll send postcards to the gallery.
With palms or
we'll get little clips.
That'll be funny.
What about you, Haley? What do you think is going to happen next?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for Jimmy Steve to come back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
But now, like you pointed out, I didn't put that two and two together with Angie.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'll be back. I think eventually that can't go any further than him finally showing up. So I hope he comes back.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's next episode, but a couple from now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen with V and Kev with the cheating, maybe not cheating. That's going to break my freaking heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I want to see what's going to happen with that. I'm hoping she just kind of did a little dry humping and then that's it.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, cheating or not.
Yeah. Going off on that.
Personal opinion.
True that.
I'm going to go with cheating, but we'll go into that next episode. Next time.
How drunk were you?
No. Well, going off on V and Kev, I feel like maybe this season's going to be V's downfall. You know, maybe that's really going to start set it off, and Kevin's going to be like, what the hell? Like, I'm over this. Like, I'm taking care of the kids.
Right.
And I think Jimmy C is going to come back this season, and I think Gus is going to be the perfect guy for Fiona for a while until he shows up and, you know.
Until she decides he's too good. She's off to the next one.
She's going
to
be in, like, a love octagon by the end. By the time he shows up.
Exactly.
I don't know. Right. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for watching. That's it for our episode 3 recap for Shameless. Until next week, you guys can keep in touch with us on social media. JJ, where can everyone find you?
I am at JJ Jurgens on Twitter.
I am at Haley Clover on Twitter and Haley Clover on Instagram.
I'm at Drea Renee _ N on Instagram and Twitter.
Cool. And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at JJuri. That's JAJOURI. Thank you so much for watching again. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.